Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Gary Surak is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Gary is a member of our Brain Trust, the president of Surak Financial Services, which is a small business just like yours and mine. It's a family-owned company specializing in financial planning for regular folks just like you and me, and he's also the author of If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? And he's our friend, Gary Surak. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Nice to be here.
So we got a new year here, Gary, and the two big issues that we're all facing right now, not just with regard to our investments, our investment opportunities, but with regard to the cash that we have, or that we, and maybe that we don't even know whether we're going to have or not, and that is taxes and Obamacare. Even though those two things, they're more likely to affect the cash flow that we, the cash that we'll have, then they're not really investment issues, but they are two things that are affecting our ability to plan, aren't they?
Absolutely. They're going to absolutely cut into discretionary spending. And the question is, how much are they going to cut in? And that depends on how much money you make. But those are very real, and they're going to affect people immediately. In fact,
right,
paychecks are already smaller because of both of those items.
I was reading just over the weekend that if your take home is $800, that it's going to hit you by somewhere around $40.
Okay.
And you know, you might say, well, that's $40. That's not that big a deal. If you're a single mother, if you're a single parent trying to make a living on something like that, that's, you know, that could cut into, you know, and you know, that's a tank of gas or groceries for a few days.
Oh, absolutely. It's not insignificant money. And the fact is, it's the middle class that's getting slammed, because
yeah,
it's not just the high end and the people over the top. I mean, that's one part of it, but that's not the part that really affects the real people.
That's right.
It's the, you know, the yous and me's. We're getting pounded because of the fact that they're going after the middle class.
Well, of course, the take-home pay issue, that's not associated with increasing taxes. That's just taking back something they gave us before. We really should have been paying that all along, right?
Well, yeah, I guess it depends on how you feel about taxes.
No,
Jim.
No. I hear you.
But
no,
you're
but
right.
But I'm just saying,
yeah,
that's not,
yeah,
an income
100%.
Tax. The numbers we're talking about now are not income tax.
No, you're totally correct.
But in my opinion, it is an example of what happens when the government tries to mess around in the marketplace.
Oh, absolutely.
They cause more trouble than they solve.
My big problem is, and I've always had this issue, is that I would rather have my money and spend it than let the government spend it.
Of course. Yeah.
And so if I have more in my pocket, am I going to save it? Well, I'm going to save some of it because it's prudent and that's what you're supposed to do.
Right.
But the other part of it's going to go out into the world and I'm going to buy stuff. I'm going to go buy my Starbucks or my orange juice or my coffee machine or whatever the heck I'm going to buy, and that money is going to go away.
Yes.
So I look at this and say, okay, what are they really doing? Well, they're taking money from me so they can spend it their way when I really want to spend it my way.
Well, exactly. And their way of spending money is wasteful, and it's to hear, you know, if you watch what they're doing, I mean, it makes no sense to compare to the way most of us spend our money. But back to those are some of the issues. Tell us what we kind of do now know how much taxes we're going to be paying, even though some people at the higher end, you know, may have there may be some confusion about what their total bill is going to be. But for regular folks and most small business owners, we know what our taxes are going to be. What's Obamacare going to do to our ability to fund retirement this year?
Well, it's going to really have an impact because I'm in the one of my businesses, we have an employee benefits company. And I tell you that my rate increases this year have been anywhere from 4 to 7%.
Right.
Based on Obamacare.
Yeah.
And that has nothing to do with what experiences or anything, Jim. That's just, this is what people are programming, and I mean people, insurance company actuaries,
right,
are programming money in, that it's going to cost them to fund what Obamacare has done to the healthcare system.
In my predictions for 2013, I predicted what you just said. I said that your healthcare bill, health insurance bill, is going to go up artificially this year as companies prepare to have to fund the guaranteed issue mandate of Obamacare.
Absolutely happening.
Isn't that the single biggest increase in healthcare? Because when Obamacare hits, you won't be able to, the insurance company won't be able to exclude you for a pre-existing illness, and they still don't know what that's going to cost them, do they?
No, they have no idea. None whatsoever, nor do they have...
They can't know.
No, there's no way. I mean, there's no crystal balls out there. And the problem I have is there's a ton of people that are going to come on some sort of system, and they have no idea what kind of health these people are in or
right,
what the story is.
Right.
It's really interesting on many levels.
Consequently, back to your point earlier about the regular folks getting hit by when the government tries to do something to help, the regular folks are getting hit now. Their employers are. If they're self-employed, they're getting hit like me. You know, I've got an HSA. That bill's going up. Or if it's being passed through to the employee, which many people are doing, and I think they should. Companies should be doing this. We all have to pay for the price of Obamacare. The price of Obamacare cannot land solely on the employer. Gary, what do you think?
Oh, I agree with you completely, Jim. I think if it does, there'll be a lot of businesses that will be gone.
That's right.
And in fact, what I'm having happen, which I find fascinating, is I have clients of mine who have been in business in a certain fashion for 30 years, and they're now breaking their business up into two pieces just to get underneath the Obamacare rule.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And crazy.
Because if you have 50 or more employees, you have to comply with all the elements of Obamacare.
And these guys can't afford it, Jim. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm looking at this. I got to have two accounting books. I mean,
exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So, folks, this is what we're facing. Thank you, President Obama. Big help here, sir. 20 after. Sorry for the sarcasm, folks. I can't help it. Small business owners do not like Obamacare. It's just a fact. The polling shows that. Every poll you see shows that. Right back with Gary Surak. I'm Jim Blassingame. 20 after. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.